You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're still talking Dave Warner, but this could be the last day. It's exciting to think that this is it. This is it. And this is where you get off your chest. Do you have any empathy for Dave Warner? He has said bailing out, doesn't want to put his family through it. This is that he got wind of it. It was a long statement from Dave Warner. It's a very interesting situation we have, and it's going into a test match too. Australia versus West Indies today in Adelaide at 13 minutes to 6 in Queensland, 13 minutes to 7 in New South Wales. How about we go to Michelle Bishop, James? Michelle Bishop is joining us now for first sports update of the day.
Namaste, Michelle. Namaste.
Oh, nice.
Good morning. Yeah. Can I just say that I'm on the Dave Warner bus? I'm over, so over this. And a big shout out to Brandy, who was so over this story like about half a year ago. Great early Christmas present for him because it's all been done and dusted. And yeah, it's not going to be brought up anymore. But guys, I do feel for him. I do feel for his family. And I'm with you, James, on the fact that we'll be talking about just how good he is later on down the track. But, you know, just given the length of that statement last night, you have to see how passionate he is. And the fact that it's doing bad things for his family. He really doesn't know how to cope with it anymore.
Yeah. By the way, Michelle, are you a namaste sort of person?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know what it was. I saw it in the written form. I had no idea what it was.
Vossi was reading it out as namaste. He's like,
namaste.
What is this namaste?
What is this?
Namaste, Vossi. Namaste. Peace be with you.
All right, peace be with you. Now, Erik ten Hag has had his say about Cristiano Ronaldo, has he not?
Well, he certainly has, but like he's obviously continuing to make headlines, Cristiano Ronaldo, for all the wrong reasons. And I have to tell you guys, I stopped on the M1 on the way back from Goulburn yesterday to get myself a mango, sat down last night to read it and nearly choked when I read that the A-League had actually put together a legitimate proposal to lure Cristiano Ronaldo here to Australia to play in the A-League. Pie in the sky type stuff, if you ask me. We wouldn't have even been able to afford him, but the idea was that Danny Townsend thought that it might you know, be able to put it out there to lure him to play alongside his former teammate there, Nani, in Melbourne. He's 37. We won't be getting him. That's for certain. Because $660 million he's reportedly signed for with Al Nassr. He's denying that, by the way, guys. He's saying that that's not the case, but... I think we kind of all know otherwise. And overnight, we finally, as you say, Vossi, heard from his former manager, Manchester United's Erik ten Hag. And it's the first time he's spoken since the split and those extraordinary claims. He basically says that he's moved on very, very quickly and almost insinuating that they're kind of happy for him to be out of the joint. Let's take a listen.
He's gone and it's the past. We're now looking forward. We're looking into the future. We have to get the team in the position we can win something. Yeah. So that is our first focus point. In December or January, no team wins a trophy. So we have to get in the right position, so in April. And that is what we have to work for.
Thank you, Erik ten Hag. But back to the mango. So that part of the story was interesting. You stopped at Goulburn to buy a mango.
That's what I did. I saw them on my way home down to Canberra the other day and thought, gee, they look good. And so I stopped on the way back to Sydney yesterday and bought a box. Nearly had to take out a house loan for the box.
Yeah, bought a box.
But I treated the family and I waited all day and sat down late last night and went, right, let's hoe into this mango. And
gee, it was good. Okay. Yeah, all right.
I'm glad that was the interesting part of the story.
Well, it was interesting setup that the mango got the mention. You could have just said, you're on your way, but then you added the detail. And
there you go.
Caught my eyebrows. Everyone but Kevy Walters raised an eyebrow there to that part of the story. Jockey Tommy Berry fighting to clear his name. Number of charges there. What, he's been linked with a big punter. Is that not the yarn there?
Yeah, He has, guys. I don't want to be transparent. I want to declare that I'm actually friends with Tommy Berry and his wife, Shani, but it is my job to bring our listeners up to date with what's going on in the world. So we discussed this a few months back during the early stages of the investigation, but now he's actually been slapped with five serious charges by Racing New South Wales stewards. They include two alleged offences of accepting or agreeing to accept consideration from owner punter Zaid Miller. As I say, this was back in March. Two charges of having a mobile phone in the jockey's room. For those of you who don't understand that, that is a huge no-no. And for conduct prejudicial to the interest of racing, providing tips. Now, he is regarded as a bit of a clean skin in the industry, and he is one of four jockeys charged this week by stewards. The others are Canberra-based, and they're not really high-profile in any way. Now, he's spoken out and says he doesn't believe he's done anything wrong. He understands stewards have a job to do, and he respects that, and he's wanting to wait for the hearing date so he can clear his name. So earlier this year, he was forced to hand over his phone and bank records of a family member.
Wow.
They were seized to investigate links between him and a professional punter. So the hearing will be heard at Racing New South Wales headquarters in a date to be fixed, obviously very, very soon. And Berry will be properly represented with a criminal law specialist. So there you go.
What would the potential punishment be for something like that, Michelle? Are we talking
life
like a
bans.
Ban? Life bans.
Oh, you can't be giving tips and taking mobile phones into the jockey's room. It's just an absolute, you can't do it.
That'd be a disaster for someone as talented as Tommy Berry.
It would be.
Damn.
So, well, serious
Michelle,
stuff.
Some big stories to start the day with, and you'll be back with even bigger ones, potentially, at next
absolutely
hour.
Absolutely, I will. Talk to you then, guys.
Namaste.
Namaste it is indeed. And again, big story that we brought to you right at the top of the program, China. Wow, they get some things wrong, but they get some things right. They have fined a man $478 for reclining his train seat. Is that spot on? Is that the right mark? Like, eureka, well done. Criminal charges, I say. It is time to take a break, and then without Tom Petrovsky, I don't know what we're going to do. It might be dead air. You better stick around and see what we come up with. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.